Hey guys, it's C.
It's B, and today's hot topic is respect in the workplace. Ladies, you know we've been dealing with this for a while now, but now there's so many other groups and minorities involved. Now it's being seen more and more in the United States where you have these groups like African Americans.
You have Muslims and transgenders.
Hispanics, gay men, and so many more in the workplace environment. And this is just a new concept for so many people.
Definitely, so many
people. Mm-hmm. For years, there's been a debate about how we can start to open up more opportunities and show more respect for these different fractions of people.
Definitely. This has become such a heated debate. So yeah. Today, we just want to bring some attention on the big question. How can business leaders include more diversity into their workplace? So we're going to go ahead and start off today's discussion with this first question. B, what does respect in the workplace look like to you?
Oh, wow. You hit right on home. Like, it's just me and my friend. We were just talking about this because she wasn't feeling like she was being respected for her different background.
Yeah, her background. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So, to me, I believe that respect is a very important factor, especially in the workplace,
definitely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
There's an old saying I like to go by, and it simply says, in order to get respect, you must give it first. I feel that to have a good workplace, everyone should be on the same page and respect each other for their differences.
Definitely. Be like, I could not agree with you more.
Yes.
For me, respect in the workplace is when labels stop becoming such a setback for us, but mm-hmm. instead we use that to push our differences as a way to push ourselves and push our businesses to be as successful as they possibly can be.
Yeah,
there has been so many times, I cannot tell you how many times I have seen or heard somebody at my job talk to a coworker who is a part of the LGBTQ+ community,
mm-hmm.
and they've used the word, you know, homo, or you know, the other word that won't be said on air.
Yeah.
And studies have shown that when employees have these types of interactions,
mm-hmm.
the employee, they suffer from things like depression and anxiety. And it's like, it's really terrible to think that even when living as part of such an open and accepting generation, those who live these different lifestyles are constantly fighting for respect.
Yeah.
And most don't even feel comfortable enough to express themselves when in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just looking at this study that showed that only 52% of homosexual employees are open about their sexuality in their workplace,
mm-hmm.
leaving the other 48% still in the closet.
Yeah.
That's less than half.
Right, that's crazy. Everybody should be able to express themselves in their own way, regardless of what they are, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, people shouldn't be scared to go to work.
Yeah. Okay, so see, your questions were good and they involved a lot of insight. Now I have a little bit of a Q&A for you.
Okay.
So how do you feel different lifestyles affect the workplace environment?
That's a really good question. So I definitely feel that when different lifestyles are equally represented and respected in the workplace,
mm-hmm.
it's like a certain magic takes place.
Mm-hmm.
There's been multiple studies that have shown that when companies actually utilize their employees' backgrounds and different sexualities, they're able to have a more innovative and creative thinking process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so B, this next question is for you.
Okay.
Have you ever treated somebody differently because of the lifestyle they live or have lived?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good question too, cause yeah, real deep. Okay. No, I never treated anybody different based on the lifestyle they live, because I feel like everybody should be treated equally regardless of what they do with their life or what they don't do.
Definitely.
And I also believe that your past doesn't determine your future. Just because you was this person yesterday, that don't mean that's who you are today. So
that's great. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Like, everybody is an equal, and
right.
they should be treated as such.
Mm-hmm.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Right. Buts.
So, next question is again for you, B.
Okay.
How do you feel that diversity in the workplace has changed over the years? Do you feel that the business environment has made changes for the better, or do you feel that we still have a long way to go?
Okay, that was a good question. I believe that there has been like some changes in the business environment. Because more people are starting to want to work in like a more diverse community, diverse workplace, diverse everything. But although there is change, I feel like we still have a lot of work to do to give everybody time to get like on the same page, because you know change doesn't happen overnight. It takes time.
That was great. Okay, so next question is again for you. Okay, so diversity in those business workspaces, you know, as we said earlier, has been an issue for many years now. And companies have been trying to include these new diversity initiatives. Do you think they've actually had an impact on these individuals?
That's a question. Okay. I believe that these different diversity initiatives have had a major impact on these individuals. And I say this because in our society today, it seems as if we are finally turning the table to have a more diverse workplace. A couple of days ago, I was reading Blog Teamable, and it said 60% of candidates want to join a diverse team now. You know, that's not the highest percentage, but, you know, it's getting close.
Yeah, it's definitely getting close.
I mean, it's bringing about some change, you know.
Definitely.
So, the next question is for you. Okay, so, in your opinion, what exactly is a lifestyle?
Wow, that's a great question. I feel like a lot of people, they know what a lifestyle is or what their lifestyle is, but they don't really understand it.
Right.
So for me, a lifestyle is the way in which a person lives, like, or how they choose to live. So if you grow up in a gang related, you know, in a gang mentality, and then, you know, one day you're like, I gotta get out and leave. Then, I mean, what you choose for yourself, that's your lifestyle.
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
So, according to Business Dictionary, a lifestyle is like a way of living which manifests in a way of coping with physical, economic, and social environments on a day-to-day basis. So,
Yes. I couldn't agree more with that. So, the next question is also for you. Number two. How do you feel that one's lifestyle affect how they conduct themselves in a workplace?
So I don't believe that one lifestyle determines the way that you behave, not your specific behavior. Because I do believe that everyone is unique in their own specific way. You know, like, some gay men, they prefer heels, while others, they play football, basketball. They're the most athletic, manly man ever. So, I don't really think there's any one way to explain how someone acts based on the lifestyle they choose.
Right. I agree.
Okay, so this last question is for you, B.
Yay!
We're gonna bring it back around.
Okay.
How do you feel that business leaders can include more diversity in the workplace?
It's tough, but I think I could give a little spin on it. That's a good question. First, I believe that companies should get everybody united in one room. Next, they should give a survey asking each individual a few questions about themselves, like their race, their background, or religion, if that isn't too personal, you know, because some people are iffy about their religion. Then someone tracks how much of each, like, different background is in each category after the results. Then after that, the team gets split up into a group of five with a religion different from their own. Or other differences like race, background, everything. Lastly, the company conducts a team building workshop with the group for a month.
So like the group, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But like, so then the group is like together, like they work together and stuff, like,
And then it's like five different people from, like, say we have a Caucasian, a Mexican, a African American, and a Asian and
definitely
like that.
Okay,
then after that, the group comes together and take another survey and talk about what it was like to work with someone. Because, you know, sometimes when you're working with other people that's different from you, at first it's a little uneasy, but when you get used to it, you get to start to accept the different backgrounds and stuff. Then after that, I think that the company should collect more data and bring about change with the data that they received. So that's how I think they should bring about diversity in the workplace.
You know, that just reminded me of one of my teachers. They told me a story, like one, I think it was last year. They told me a story of when they were in college and they had to share a room with a, I don't want to call him a devil worshiper, but you know. And they had to like find a way to get along and cope with each other, and they had to have a mutual respect for each other. And I thought that was so awesome, and it would be great if like people could actually work like that in a workplace.
And accept like people are different. Everybody is not gonna be the same, but different is not unusual, you know.
All right, guys, so that's gonna bring an end to our episode for today.
Okay, bye-bye.